your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. And it is just a wonderful night. Lots of shirt sleeves, lots of camaraderie. Of course, the coaches from around the area who are either filming this for training purposes or who are scouting and just want to see what the other teams in the league have got. Well, they're right here in front of us. We saw Coach Kelly from Delhi, Delaware Academy and Central School, if you prefer. We saw Coach Norm Kaufman from Oxford. We have seen Coach May from Unitego, and there are casts of others all right here below us. Both teams now huddling with their respective coaches along the sidelines, and neither team is out on the field. I guess that is wrong. I suppose I should say that the team of officials is on the field because they better be acting as a team. And we'll be seeing players here shortly. 21-6 is the score. It is the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats over the SCC Saints. It is blue and white leading green and white at this point. The clock runs down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now the officials are going to call the teams on back. In the background, you might have just heard the horn. And as a result, the Bobcats come back out onto the field. The ball is going to be teed up in there by number 7. That is Lucas Butcher. And here to carry you through the third quarter of this game is my sidekick, my partner in crime, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. And Daniel O'Brien is back to receive the kick from Butcher.
End over end boot by
and
Butcher is going to bounce around.
The ball hit O'Brien's knee and bounced right into the hands of a Bobcats player. That was Jake Nazarella. We have just seen a lot of special teams miscues tonight from the Saints, a few of them on the punt team and here on the kickoff team to start things off in the second half.
So you never know where it's going to go. The ball will be started at the 32-yard line. It is going to be offense for the Seton Catholic Saints the way they have the chain set up right now. Now they're going to go ahead and change it, and it will be BG Bobcat ball, and look out, Mr. Palmer is going to throw.
And Palmer, that throws incomplete. That one intended for Tyler Weimet, number 44.
So Weimet, out in front of his other defenders, was down in the corner over on the far side. Tad Palmer, again, in that difficult position of rolling the far away and still trying to get a pass off.
And Palmer faked two handoffs on that play, one to Mazzarella, the other to Sirigliano, and then he rolled out to his left and threw to Weimet, but to no avail. Second down and 10 for the BG Bobcats at the Saints 33-yard line. Two backs in the backfield, and now we have flags all over the place.
Yeah, it sort of looked like an air show out there, as it wasn't just one that was thrown. It was all sorts of them. And by the early indication, it looks like it's going to be against that team in white.
Yep, the Bobcats with a false start. That will push them back 5 yards. Second and 15 at the 37.
So Bobcat power being demonstrated today. I'll comment on this in just a second.
Palmer with two backs, a receiver to the right, and there's a handoff to Mazzarella. Mazzarella breaking a few tackles. He's inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line. A powerful run for the senior Jake Mazzarella.
Mazzarella very close to first down territory. Remember, it was second and 15. He picks up about 14. So that puts him now up over 100 points or 100 yards in rushing this game.
Coming into the game for the Bobcats is number 12, Cole Webb, listed on the roster as a quarterback. So it's Palmer under center and Webb lining up as a receiver.
Ball going to be kept on the ground again this time.
Yep, that was Mazzarella. He gets two or three on that carry.
Let's see. Is he going to get the first down? I'm waiting. Yep, there's the signal. It will be the first down. So he gets another one.
First down and 10 for the Bobcats at the Seton Catholic 21-yard line.
We keep very unofficial stats, but it looks like he's up over 110 yards. I've got him at 112.
Palmer with the handoff again to Mazzarella, and Mazzarella right up the middle in the end zone. Another rushing touchdown, and the Bobcats capitalize on the Saints turnover. They take a 27-6 lead.
So that one, we'll say, started at the 22-yard line. So he gets a 22-yard rush on that one. And as a result, what can you say? The score goes up to 27-6. And we're going to have, I'll bet, another Palmer PAT kick as Butcher's out there teeing it up.
It is Corbin Palmer getting set for the extra point. Snap, hold, and kick is up, and it is good. Extra point converts there for Corbin Palmer, and it is a 28-6 lead for the BG Bobcats over the Seton Catholic Central Saints with 10:36 to go in the third quarter. This is high school football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
You know, I'm never one who will go ahead and make fun of the officials, but I think that the officials that we have had in all of these games so far have taken great delight, and especially this crew tonight. Do you notice that they almost look at each other before they take a couple of steps forward, and they sort of look at each other, and then they put their hands in the air in unison? It's like they're a drill team out there to say another scoring success. 28-6 is the score right here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The Bobcats very much in the lead of this ball game. It is going to be Lucas Butcher, the junior, 143-pound kicker, teeing up the ball, and he will now say, well, I guess it's the direction that I want. He turns around and looks up and down, counts the number of bodies that he has behind him. He likes what he sees, and then he calls for one more player to come in. And what are we going to have? Yep, it is going to be a mad scamper. It's Justin Sirigliano comes in, and here we go.
Kick is up, and that it looks like the quarterback is taking this back for the Saints, and he's down at the 23-yard line. So Robert Olson gets the opportunity to return a kick, and he didn't get much on that return.
No, he only gets up to about the 24-yard line. He was back there and waiting for it to come down. Good boot by Butcher, and he just simply waited for it to come down. Couldn't get a whole lot of running room because that one being a high kick, it gave lots of time for the BG Bobcats to get downfield and into position. I think that's what they call in the business hang time.
Spread formation, that popular formation that we see from the Saints. There's a handoff up the middle.
So Olson spun around that time, and he goes, I believe, in there to workhorse, who is that, number 40, Neil McCormick. And McCormick gets about six.
And McCormick walking off the field, he will take this play off.
Yeah, he was winded in there. They hit him pretty hard.
And another run for the Saints.
I see who that was. That could very well be number 88, McCormick, who is Connor McCormick. He is a junior, 5'10", 210. I don't know if he is related to the other McCormick. Both of them are juniors, so I guess that I would guess that they are probably not related. Terrible when you make assumptions like that in public. 9:30 on the clock, period number three. A 28-6 BG Bobcat lead over Seton Catholic Central.
And Olson gets tackled. He was in shotgun, but nothing going there. And it will be a long fourth down for the St. Catholic Central Saints. And in all likelihood, they will punt as they are on their own 26-yard line. You do not want to give the Bobcats good field position to work with.
So Olson, for all intents and purposes, eats that one, loses a couple of yards. Now he comes over to the sidelines, and the coach is going to send him right back in.
And there is the punt from Daniel O'Brien. And that one will roll around midfield. That ball might have been touched by a Bobcats player. Let's see what the officials rule. It will be Bobcats ball. Or excuse me, Seton Catholic Saints ball. One of the Bobcats players touched it around midfield. And Seton Catholic recovers.
That was not a good kick. That one went up high and came down right about on the 50-yard line, probably within a foot or so of that yard. And as a result, it bounced, and it didn't go anywhere. It bounced laterally, and there were several players near it, and obviously they're saying that it was touched by one of the Bobcats. So now the first and 10 from the BG 49 for the Saints.
Crowley in motion. Olson rolling to his left. That throw over the middle is incomplete, intended for O'Brien.
Boy, I'll tell you, they had a man in motion that time. I think Crowley was in motion, and Dan O'Brien was also down there as an eligible receiver. But the ball really wasn't near either of them. It was one of those that was sort of in between the two of them and too low for anybody to catch. 8:30 remaining in period number three. Seton Catholic Central. Now second and 10 from the BG 49.
Three receivers for Olson. Crowley in motion. Snap is a bit high, but Olson gets it, and a throw downfield to Cody O'Neill. They've already hooked up once for a touchdown tonight, but that one is incomplete.
Jumping way up in the air that time, Lucas Butcher, the junior, was going with the intended receiver step for step, and he jumped absolutely at the right time to bat it away. That will bring up a third and 10, and it seems like the Saints are stalled out at that 10-yard mark. Now first and 10, second 10, third 10, and we'll see if they can make it go now.
Olson with three receivers. Takes a few steps back, looking to a receiver. That ball is caught by O'Brien.
On the first bounce? What are they going to say? Yep, they're going to say first down. So the pass is complete. So Olson picks up about 10 yards. I'll tell you, he got a lot of company in that backfield, but he did manage to move the ball. Oh, no. Now look it. They're going to say it is not quite it. It's third and about a foot. I thought I saw the first down signal by the white hat, but nobody has moved the chains. Now there's a conference, and now they're going to signal it again. He signaled it, and nobody moved the chains before, because I saw him make that signal. But now they confer, and now the referees are in agreement. First and 10 for SCC.
O'Brien in motion. Olson rolling to his right, and he is wrapped up by Mike Nordberg.
Oh, Nordberg made just a wonderful, wonderful stop that time. He had help. He managed to slow people down, and that gave Bowerly time to come in and help. I think I also saw Chris Pirelli get in there. So when all of a sudden the Bobcats smell blood, it's like they are all right on him, everybody getting in on the play. Regardless, it comes out to about a 13-yard loss. So now it will be second, and we'll call it 23.
And the Saints are back on their side of the 50 from their own 46. O'Brien in motion in the slot. option here, and the quarterback, Olsen, keeps it for himself, and Olsen picks up the yards he just lost and a little bit more. He gets all the way to the Bobcats' 35-yard line.
Beautiful call on that one as he got back across the 45 and then down to the 40, and he kept on going. So he did end up picking up about 20 yards that time, probably about 19 if we look at it officially. Still third and five. Oh, dandy play. Split out to the far side this time. It's going to be Ricky Miller way over on the far sideline.
Olsen looking at his receivers. And now he calls for a snap, but we get a whistle.
Let's see. What are they going to have?
And it will be a timeout called by the BG Bobcats. There is 6:32 on the clock in the third quarter. Bobcats 28. And the St. Six.
I'm still trying to figure that one out because it looked to me like somebody moved before the snap. So I don't know how they ended up getting the timeout, but so be it. Well, it's Saturday Night Football. Who knows? 28-6 BG Bobcats over Seton Catholic Central on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. The ball is down right on the chalk mark, as I like to say, at the 35-yard line. We have a momentary timeout. It is third, and we'll call it about seven. Seven would give them the first down. They probably need 6.5 and might be able to argue for it there. Seton Catholic on the march.
Olsen gets the snap, looking to his right. That one was intended for Ricky Miller, but he simply dropped that one. Would have been a first down, but he couldn't corral it.
Miller
did face with fourth down.
Miller didn't have anybody around. He is feeling his really rejection on that one because that was a really good, quick pass by Olsen. As Robert Olsen, not all that big as a quarterback, 5'10", 175 pounds, but he threw it with authority that time, and he thought he had Miller in the open.
The Saints will go for it on fourth down.
Fourth and about seven.
Olsen looking to his left. It's a quick throw to O'Brien, but he cannot make the catch. Turnover on downs. Bobcats will get possession.
Boy, Corbin Palmer just blew in and really crunched O'Brien. The ball by that time was pretty much past O'Brien's hands, but Corbin Palmer says, I am not going to bargain with you at all. We're getting rid of that ball, and that's exactly where it went. So 6 minutes, 21 seconds left in period number 3. The Bobcats managed to build up a good lead in the first half, and it has continued here in period number 3.
Palmer with a handoff to Justin Sirigliano, and Sirigliano with a huge run along the far sidelines. He's pushed out of bounds at the Saints 27-yard line. A great run for the senior halfback.
It looks to me like Sam Crowley, a sophomore, just sprinted down to bring him down from behind. And then also another number that you see over there happened to be Nate Whitman, another sophomore. So it's the two speedy sophomores who managed to save that touchdown because that had touchdown written all over it.
First and 10 for the Bobcats. Inside the Saints, 30 at the 27. Wide receiver to the right, two backs in the backfield, and they give it to Jake Mazzarella, and he gets a couple on that carry.
So Mazzarella now gets down from the 27 to about the 23. He's up to 114 yards, according to my unofficial stats. Many of the Bobcats have carried the ball a number of times this evening.
Palmer with a handoff to Sirigliano. Sirigliano tripped up at the 16-yard line.
Justin Sirigliano, 5'5", 145 pounds of power and speed.
Gets about, we'll give him four on that one. Bring him up to 58 yards.
And now what are they going to do? Now they're going to say first down? Yep, now they're moving the chains. I'll tell you, the linesmen over on the far side don't do things quickly. Maybe they do it slowly so they do it right. But they don't do it quickly. It'll be first and 10 for the Bobcats. They will be operating at the 16-17-yard line.
Palmer looking to throw, and that one towards the pylon, but that will be ruled incomplete.
The man that they were shooting to down there was number 24 for the BG Bobcats, or perhaps that was 34. I don't see 24 up there. They say, maybe it was 44, Tyler Wiemet. That could be. Yep, the field announcer said behind the number 44. That would make sense.
Cody O'Neill, number 24, was there for the Saints on the coverage, so a lot of fours in that corner. Second down for the Bobcats. There's another run for Sirigliano.
Sirigliano that time started back at about his 12, we'll call it about the 18-yard line. He picks up easily eight. I think they're going to leave that a length of a football or so high of the 10-yard line. But Sirigliano, who had yielded all the ball carrying to Mazzarella earlier, all of a sudden is coming into his own, and he's chewing up the yardage.
Third and about three.
Wiemet
for BG.
Wiemet split way out to the left side.
And there's a run right up the middle. And from up here, it didn't look like the BG Bobcats got the first down.
No, they didn't. It's still on the inches high side of the 10, and they've got to get down to probably the 8, maybe even the 7 before they really get there. Fourth down, and it means fourth, and we'll call it a long three.
Less than 4 minutes to go, third quarter, Bobcats 28, Saints 6. Snap goes to Palmer. Palmer rolls out, throws to his tight end, Austin Bowerly. And Bowerly makes the catch and is down inside the one-yard line.
Right. Bowerly did what he had to do that time. That completion got the first down. So that gives them four more downs to start it all over again. So now they've got four downs to make 1 yard. So Bowerly takes that pass from Palmer. So Palmer now up over 35 yards.
And first and goal, Palmer, the quarterback, takes it himself, and he's in the end zone for another BG Bobcats touchdown.
So the Bobcats got on the board early in the third period. Now with 3:25 showing on the clock, Palmer runs one in again, and as a result, the Bobcats now lead in this ball game 34-6.
And Corbin Palmer will stay on the field to attempt the extra point. Snap, hold, and kick is up and good.
My officials do it again. So 35-6 is the, or 35, yeah, 35-6 is the score at this point, as it's the BG Bobcats leading Seton Catholic Central under the lights down here in Saturday Night Football at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Harry Graves and Billy Blake on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you. Robert Olson returning the kick for the Deon Catholic Saints, and he gets to his own 41-yard line. Pretty good return from him.
I'll tell you, that was another big kick by Butcher. He has managed to do very, very well. It's funny because sometimes when things are going your way, they go very, very well. If you look at Corbin Palmer on the point after attempts, deadly tonight. Just bang, 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 good, good, good. But when it comes to kickoffs, I don't think we've seen a bad kickoff by Butcher.
Olsen calls for the snap. And there is a handoff to Daniel O'Brien. And he didn't get much there, but there is a late flag. And the officials will discuss things over.
Sometimes people get a little bit energetic over there, and as a result, you never know quite what's going to happen.
And it will be a personal foul, or a face mask, rather, on the Bobcats. So the referees will have to re-spot the ball. Automatic first down for the Saints at the Bobcats 47-yard line.
35-6 is the score. I think I've seen that score one time before today, didn't I? Was it Chenango Forks leading the Antigua Spartans 35-6? Boy, this should be an interesting game next week. As we look at Tyler Butler and some of those guys from the Otigo Spartans coming down here, interesting.
Olsen rolling to his right, looking for a receiver. He doesn't find any, so he takes off himself, and he picks up about 2 yards.
Mike Norberg in on that tackle. Norberg, big, tall, six-footer, 200 pounds or approaching that. He just put those big, lanky arms around that carrier and just whirled him around and dropped him just inches high of the 45.
And there was a penalty on the play. Penalty on Seton Catholic, so the ball will be respotted. And the Saints will get the ball on their own 48 after the penalty.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah. Just going in and checking in on our email account, and I'm trying to make sure that I remembered all the things like passwords, little things like that. We don't use those things. You know, you get a month off, and you can go to heck in a handbasket and forget everything.
First and 15 for the Saints on their own 48-yard line.
Ricky Miller is going into motion.
And that throw intended for Sam Crowley is incomplete. Throw from Olsen was a little bit behind him. So it will be second down and 15 for the Saints.
1:52 left here in period number three. The third quarter of this game has, I won't say dragged, but it has taken a little bit more time than the first two seemed to. sometimes reality is not what we actually have, but it appears that way. Connor McCormick coming into the ball game, coming out as Ricky Miller, as the SCC coaches are trying to vary things up a little bit.
And now a timeout is called by Seton Catholic.
A bit of frustration there, as they had just made a couple of changes and it looked like everything was off and ready to go, but the coaches spotted something that they did not like. So as a result, they're going to try to nip it and correct it right now. So they have a huddle going on at about the 37-yard line, and the BG Bobcats go over to the other side. Remember, week two games, we're going to see these BG Bobcats at home on next Friday night taking on the Delhi Bulldogs. That will be an always fun-to-watch contest. And then we'll be right back here against Seton Catholic Central taking on the Unitico Spartans, a couple of green uniform teams hooking up next week on a Saturday night. No Saturday afternoon game next week. So no game in the afternoon on Saturday coming up next week. Now they have completed the things that they are doing, and they're just about ready to go with the final 1 minute 52 seconds of this quarter.
Four wide receivers for Olsen. And there is a run up the middle. It looked like that might have been the other McCormick, Connor McCormick, the junior. He does get the carry, but not many yards on that attempt.
Connor McCormick gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's about all. And then he was pushed back, courtesy of several white jerseys. No one individual was pushing him back, but he was making no forward progress.
And the other McCormick on the roster, Neil McCormick, has yet to come back in the game since he left about midway through the third quarter with what looked like some sort of leg injury. Olsen keeps it himself. He's across midfield, and he is down at the 42-yard line. He will be short by about 4 or 5 yards of a first down, however.
Yeah, he needed a fair amount of yardage that time. He got less than a fair amount, as he will pick up 10, but he needed about 15. The ball is going to be spotted down at the 42-yard line in Bobcat territory, but it will be fourth and still about 5, as we're inside 40 seconds, and when you get down in the final minute, it's a fast clock.
Olsen gets the snap, and they will run it on fourth down. And that is number 40, Neil McCormick, back into the game. We hadn't seen him in quite some time, but he comes back in and immediately makes his presence felt with that carry on fourth down for the Saints.
So he picks up about 15 yards that time. So McCormick manages to be well rested and just churns his way forward. So now he is up to 55 yards. He's done that with a lot of short carries.
Another carry for Neil McCormick. And there's balls on the ground. That's a fumble.
The man who jarred that ball loose was Austin Bowerly.
And the Bobcats recover.
Austin Bowerly that time managed to grab a hold of McCormick and spin him around. And from there, the ball popped loose. And it was up to anybody to scramble for it.
1.6 seconds on the clock in the third quarter.
I was wondering if you were going to notice that.
And
round it off. Say 2 seconds. Sounds
two
better.
2 seconds left in the third quarter, and now that will just run out. And the Bobcats had a good lead at halftime, and they continue to have a double-digit lead. At the end of three quarters of play at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, it's the BG Bobcats 35. And the Seton Catholic Central Saints 6. You're listening to football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake as we're getting ready for quarter number four here at Binghamton's Turf Stadium, Alumni Stadium. Beautiful facility. So we are going to have fourth and final quarter action. It's going to be the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. Oh, look out. This could be beautiful right here as it's going to be gathered in there by Sirigliano. Justin Sirigliano is going for the end zone. That play started back at the 20. So now we have had two 80-yard touchdown plays in this ball game today. We'll look. Any flags anywhere? Let's see. Yep, I see one down here. There's one down at about the 29-yard line. So what do you say? Two quick, beautiful plays. This one going to be called back. And now what are they saying? It's going to be against the BG Bobcats. So that will nullify the touchdown. Boy, I'll tell you, that does not diminish a heck of a lot from Sirigliano's effort.
Oh, he did a great job dodging a few tackles, just really keeping the secondary on their toes. He was able to fake one way, go the other quickly, just had them fooled.
He zigzagged down here several times. All right, so that means they move the ball all the way back. It will be first down over again if we believe the linesman over on the far side. It's going to be first and about 11, so no one explained how they came up with that math. Corbin Palmer looks again to his running backs, this time going to Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella finds a hole on the left side, and he doesn't go quite as far as Sirigliano. He gets to the 50, and he's going to be tripped up there. So give him a gain of about 31 yards on that. Fine run by Jake Mazzarella, the 5'9", 195-pound senior. Sweet, sweet plays.
And those two backs, Sirigliano and Mazzarella, are about at the same level. I mean, the Bobcats do a great job of utilizing them both. They get about the same carries. They're going to be tough to stop because you can't just key on one of those guys.
Somebody in green takes an extra step. I didn't see any flags, so he must not have cut that vertical plane. The play continues. He'll gain about a yard on the play. The ball will be spotted down at the 49. It will be a second, and we'll call it about 9. So Tim Waltz comes out, takes the center position. Right up behind him, Corbin Palmer. Palmer going to pass it, intended out there for Bowerly. Coming by very quickly was going to be number 24. That's Cody O'Neill. O'Neill tried to strip it away, couldn't do it.
And there was a wide open receiver downfield. I think it was 44 Tyler Wiemet, who had his man beat downfield. But as a left-handed quarterback, when you roll to your right, it is extremely difficult to throw that ball downfield. So he just looked underneath, and he couldn't get his receiver. But Wiemet had his man beat downfield around the 30-yard line.
I'll tell you, Coach Tim Mattingly has to get on that bus tonight and be very pleased with the showing of his Bobcats. So Palmer and company out of the huddle, up over the football. Oh, the man that's in motion this time is going to be Lucas Butcher, and Butcher gets butchered right at the line of scrimmage. He may even lose 2 or 3 yards on that. They will finally spot the ball down at the 46 in Bobcat territory, and that will bring up a fourth down, and we'll call it 13. We're being generous with some of these yardages. As I'm certain Corbin Palmer says, look, we got a touchdown that got called back. We got a run to midfield. We're getting tired. So it's going to be kicked away in there by Bowerly. Yellow flags on the field. The ball hits at the 28-yard line and bounces right back toward the Bobcats. But we did have a flag thrown up at the 47-yard line. So we'll see who that is. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Bobcats. Now we're going to see what the strategy is here. They're going to make them kick it with a penalty and do it all over again, or do we just take the ball where it is at the 31-yard line? Decline. They will take the ball where it is at the 31. 8:04 is our time. 35-6, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats leading Seton Catholic Central. Meeting of the officials at about the 30-yard line while the teams change their defensive and offensive playing squads. Expect to see a fair number of reserves coming in the remainder of this ball game. Pretty much being controlled by BG at this point. Yeah, let's see. We still have Mr. Olson in there. Let's look and see. Olson's the quarterback, and now we are going to have another timeout. And this time, it looks like it might be the BG Bobcats that call timeout, but it just continues on. They want to make this long game longer. And we'll play along with them. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Inside 8 minutes now, as it's going to be Olson looking for an open man. He has number 5, Sam Crowley, down at the 45-yard line. Crowley, quick reception on a bullet pass, gets to the 47 before he is stopped, and it's another first down.
Yeah, and the Saints have to get to the line of scrimmage quickly, down by a large margin here. The clock certainly not in their favor. We expect to see them pick up the tempo throughout this drive.
We mentioned before there was actually a pretty fair crowd here. Pretty fair crowd for both teams. Bullet pass down to Ricky Miller near side. It's not a long pass. It was completed. It'll be good for about a 4-yard, possibly 5-yard pickup. If you look over across the way, the BG Bobcats, there are three sections of stands. The fans are in sections 1 and 2. Nobody in section 3 over there. They say all the action's down at the south end of the field. Well, the ball is going to be snapped back to Olsen. Olsen looking for an open man. He has number 24, Cody O'Neill.
And that was a good throw by Olsen over the middle, leading O'Neill, and he dove for it, just couldn't keep his hands grasped to the football, and the clock will stop with 6:39 to go.
That was one of those where O'Neill stretched out about as much as he could. And when you're coming down on turf and you're trying to hang on to football, well, it's not the easiest thing in the whole world to do. The Seton Catholic Central Saints will be entertaining Unitego here next Friday, or next Saturday night. We'll be here for that. Olsen now looking to pass. Ooh, somebody grabs him. And there's a big collision. Finally, he is going to be ridden down in there. I wouldn't be surprised, but that's Norberg again. Let's see. We'll check the number. They say it's going to be number 5. I don't believe that, or 35. That is going to be Pedro Aparicio. So he ends up riding the man down, fourth down, if we look at the line markers across the way, coming up on the six-minute mark, fourth and about 8.
Norberg was one of the players, though, around Olsen on that sack, so even though he doesn't get the credit, he was there to clean up the mess, so to speak.
That's a good choice of terms. Coming up very quickly, we will be having Chris Pirelli, as he is stuttering a little bit as the long count comes down. And now I have a feeling they may say stalling or delay of game against the Saints. Let's see. Yep, the foul is going to be against the Saints. A long count that time. And lots of times when you see that coming down, they're going to be caught on it. They do. The clock runs down to 5:40. And the Saints are having their green huddle back at about the 30-yard line as the ball is being marched back across the 45 to the 44. The Bobcats line up accordingly. And now they are just about ready to go and waiting for the Saints to break out of the huddle. They are going to have Aaron Whitman split way out to the far side. Ooh, the ball is going to be snapped over Olsen's head. Look out, number 33. That is Norberg, comes in and just creams Olsen way back at about the 21-yard line. I'm certain that his intent was to jar that ball loose and recover a loose football back in that territory. As it is, Olsen hangs on to it, and it just goes into the books as a big, big loss. And now we're going to have another pause in the action, and this one is going to be called one more time by the Seton Catholic Central Saints. And once again, we talk about how the sometimes you can make a game longer. But the issue is, what do I see? How can I correct it? And let's correct it right now. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. So our travels this year will be taking us to several of the nearby stadiums. Of course, we will be up at Sydney to see games at Sydney. We're also going to be having a homecoming game over at Delhi on Columbus weekend. That should be an interesting game. Always great color in the Catskills about that time. We'll be down at Harpersville. We'll be up at Unitego. We'll be up at Unadilla Valley. We'll be over in the heart of the Catskills in Walton toward the end of September. So we are getting around the area, always trying to bring you as many away games as we can, so that hopefully you'll get out and attend the home games yourself. And we'll have the BG Bobcats at home on Friday night, next Friday. Be there. Look out. We are going to have a new quarterback in there. Cole Webb is the man who puts it in motion. Now, what is going on? So they did end up giving that to... Now, You lost me on that one a little bit, my friend. What did they do, Billy? It looked to me like that there was a situation where the snap came back to Olsen, and we thought Olsen ate it. But I don't think that it was a fumble recovery. Regardless, second play from scrimmage is going to be on the ground, and it looks to be enough for the first down. Cole Webb now goes to the BG bench, and we have not seen Corbin Palmer in. So Cole Webb is chatting with the head coach, Tim Mattingly. Expect to see him come right back into the huddle. So 3:35 on the clock, and everybody's lining up at about the 7.
I think it was fourth down on that play with Olsen and shotgun and the snap over his head.
It ended up not being where I expected to see it start from, but that's what faked me out. Anyway, neither here nor there. It's going to be Cole Webb going right straight up the middle. Ball carrier that time will be Dylan Moffitt, number 5, carrying the ball for the BG Bobcats. We get a number of people coming in, substitutes coming in, as Coach Mattingly wants to give playing time to some of the younger players. If we look at Moffitt, number 5, is a sophomore, 5'7", 145 pounds. Let me see if we've got any others in there that we haven't seen before. Mike Carlin, a junior, is in there. Let's see, number 60. If I can spot that quickly, that's Phil Ives. Ives is also a sophomore. So a number of new players in. Dylan Moffitt in the backfield again as the team breaks out of the huddle, and the ball will be handed off. And I'm going to say, is that Moffitt that got it? Number 5 coming up off the bottom of the pile. I believe that the handoff did go to him. So the ball at this point is being spotted down at about the 6-yard line. Now, what do you think? You think the coaches have seen enough? They're beginning to leave the deck right underneath us. As we see the scouts from Unitego leave, the Delhi guys leave, the Oxford guys leave, so I guess all the scouts are leaving. Oh, the ball's going to be pitched back to Moffitt. He tries to go for the touchdown, and he hits pay dirt. Dylan Moffitt. So he gets a run that started at, I believe, about the 6-yard line. So Dylan Moffitt punches one through. Our score goes up to 41-6. So even the reserves are now managing to score on the Saints. And I'll see. Is Mr. Palmer going to come in to do the kicking? Yep. So we see number 10, Corman Palmer. The ball will be snapped back. Lucas Butcher will hold. It's down and a kick, and it's up, and the the two officials take 3 steps forward, put their hands up, and the score goes up to 42-6. And we'll be back with the last couple of minutes of this ball game. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you. All open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich. Or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Perry Graves along with Billy Blake back here under the lights at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The Bobcats leading it comfortably 42-6, 1:43 showing in the game. That's all the time that's remaining. The ball is going to be teed up by Lucas Butcher. Butcher right on the cross at the 40-yard line. Have a good one, Coach. So we see the filming crew and the phone crew is leaving from our press box. Ball kicked end over end down to the 15-yard line. It's going to be gathered in there by number 88, Connor McCormick. McCormick comes up the right side of the field, which from where we're positioned, the near side of the field, he'll be forced out of bounds at the 30-yard line. So the clock continues to run. Now, I'll tell you, a decent crowd tonight. So even when the big city school, the Binghamton Patriots, are not playing here at Alumni Stadium, they still get a lot of people here. We got here 4:30 or something like that. A lot of people here. Ball will be in the air as it's going to be thrown down to Dan O'Brien. O'Brien turns the right way, reaches up, grabs the ball. He's got stick-em on his fingers. And the play moves to midfield. They'll put that ball down at about the 47-yard line. Talk about 47. There are 47 seconds left in this ball game. New quarterback, no, it's Olsen still in there. Olsen going to have a quarterback keeper this time. He'll get to midfield. He's going to be grabbed by Mike Shearer. Shearer is one of three, four freshmen on this team. 5'7", 202 pounds. Now down to 20 seconds. And it's going to be another passing situation. Olsen going out on the flat to Nate Whitman was his intended receiver. He throws it out a little bit in front of Whitman. It bounces off the turf. 14 and a half seconds.
And you like to see how the Saints are playing down to the very end. You know, obviously down 42-6. They clearly know they're going to be 0-1 to start the season, but you have to like the fact that they're not going to give up and they're going to play down to the final horn.
Quick math, how many points is that? It's going to be Connor McCormick carrying the football. McCormick goes right on up, and we see Cole Webb in there saying, hey, it's loose ball, we got it. We don't know if the officials will agree. The ball is going to be spotted right down on the paint at 40-yard line in BG Bobcat territory. 6.8 seconds showing on the clock. They're going to give it to the Saints. They're going to immediately go to Connor McCormick, and McCormick dives across the 40-yard line to the 38 as this game comes to a conclusion. So it has been our pleasure to bring you another game. Well, we will be back with a very quick recap and all the closing items coming up for you in just a moment. The final score, well, they turn out the lights, but it was a 36-point victory, 42-6. On your station for sports, WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martinbrook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Double-digit pay rises are history.
Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of, and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Grant along with Billy Blake. As this ball game is over, the lights are still on, but everybody is heading toward the exits, and the BG Bobcats will be climbing aboard that bus for a much more enjoyable game home, or trip home, than if they had come out the losers. Well, Mr. Billy, we'll put you to work. Can you give us a quick recap as far as what everybody did?
Well, this was a phenomenal game, really revolving around the running backs for the BG Bobcats. And that started off in the first quarter. Jake Mazzarella with an 80-yard touchdown run. That highlighted things for the Bobcats, not only in the first half of the entire game. The lone score we saw for the Seton Catholic Central Saints was a 20-yard pass to Cody O'Neill. Only score we saw from them, the extra point, was blocked, so no good there. They only got 6 points on the board. But then we saw Corbin Palmer, the quarterback, with a one-yard run. Another run in for Jake Mazzarella, so he did a phenomenal job tonight as well. And then one of the reserves, Muffet, got a six-yard run for the BG Bobcats late in the fourth quarter. They just dominated this game start to finish.
And I think that's a polite way of saying that a whole lot of people got into the act. Our post-game show today is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. I know that in a game when you have lots of scoring, you've got to do a lot of humming and hawing to come up with a player who looked really good on offense. Billy, your thoughts?
Yeah, three seniors on the Bobcats roster get the awards tonight, and the offensive standout goes to the senior Justin Sorigliano, one of two halfbacks we saw the Bobcats utilized tonight. He had a lot of great runs, and he had an 80-yard touchdown run, but that was called back on a holding call. Him and Mazzarella did a great job in the backfield for the Bobcats, but it is Sorigliano who is the offensive player of the game.
And our post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. So for a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlets now in four locations, Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and a new store in Delaware County in Margaretville. Dynamic defense? Wow, we saw lots of it today.
Yeah, we certainly did, and it was highlighted by the defensive end, Mike Nordberg. He was all over the place. He really made it a long night for the Saints quarterback Robert Olsen and the running backs as well. A lot of sacks, and he was involved in just about every tackle in and around the line. So Mike Nordberg, tonight's defensive player of the game.
Well, do you think that possibly, courtesy of Mr. Nordberg, you're going to have some people who are going to go home and maybe sit in the hot tub tonight and soak their muscles just a little bit?
Absolutely.
The All-Purpose Award is being presented by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is always there. Call Rose Smith at 607-563-3533. Mr. Billy.
All-purpose player tonight goes to the halfback, Jake Mazzarella. Made his presence felt immediately with an 80-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. He also had another touchdown run as well, and he also plays defense for the Bobcats. So Jake Mazzarella, the all-purpose player of the game.
Well, again, the final score, 42-6. And next time we'll be on the radio, we'll be at Bainbridge next Friday night, and then we'll be right back here on Saturday night.
I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we will be here. We hope that you will be here, too. The best place to see a game is always at the ballpark. And I want to make an apology very publicly to Joe Gardner, where I said his name wrong this afternoon. I have no clue what I was thinking of when my brain stopped working. In any event, he does the work back at the studio and makes it possible for us to do it here at the stadium. So stay tuned for continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. Thank you very much for once again lending us your ears. From Alumni Stadium in Binghamton, good night, everybody.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.